So I have no power. You probably just heard the alarm go off. Went off twice last night and nobody did anything. But this is where they put me. It's a shower cubicle with no ceiling. And these are the shower stalls, the broken, you know, ramshackle shower stalls with the lovely, nice fungus growing on the ceiling. And outside is exactly where everybody smokes. So there's no hope of opening the window without getting it full of smoke. And so, yeah, this is where they put me. And she keeps going on telling me I have to leave by the end of January, but everybody knows in Estonia they have to give 8 weeks' notice once you've registered at a residence. And I've got a digitally signed document I used to register my address here. And it's not. This is not the apartment which I'm legally registered at. This is a shower cubicle, a shower stall with no, you probably can't see the, maybe you can see, it's a bit disgusting, hasn't been cleaned for ages, forever probably. And so this is, you can see the door, that's the ceiling. I'll turn the light on. So this is the actual stall, but this is my front door to my shower cubicle. As you see, the ceiling, and these are the toilets. So I have people shitting and farting and whatever, and smoking cigarettes all day and all night. I can't control the lights. There's no light switch inside my apartment. That's the heater, but it doesn't. But it heats this part and doesn't seem to have any effect on the shower stall. The only way it works in the shower is if you keep the door open. Now these are the sinks. This is, yeah, all the, these are the shower toilets. You know, and this is, you can't flush the toilet paper even, so people put shitty toilet paper in a basket next to the toilet. She's got so many properties. But she doesn't spend any money unless necessary, and she just buys a new slum property and quickly makes it barely habitable and fills it up with immigrants. And one of my roommates told me that most of the immigrants are Ukrainian refugees, and she's getting money from the government to house them in slum. And she admitted it's just cheap rental. And she's a property company, so she knows the law. She knows she's got to give me 8 weeks. And she just kept saying, you've got to move out by January. And I said, no, you have to give me 8 weeks. And she says, what? And I said, no, you have to give me 8 weeks. And she says, what? I said, no, it's 8 weeks. She says, what? You know, and she's a real estate company, registered real estate company. And she gave me a digitally signed document saying I'm legally registered at an apartment in this building. This is my shower stall again. Here's my bed. They brought in a really ruddy, crappy bed, and I went back and took the bed I was sleeping on, which she said on the phone. She said, you can take your bed, and which is the bed I was sleeping on, this one. And basically, this is in lieu of the apartment, which I'm registered at this address, this is where she put me. So, you know, great security, people coming in, no locks. There's no reason to, there's only two toilets working. There's no reason to keep this, the whole thing open. She even admitted that, but she's left it open so people can come in and go as they please. So I have no security at all. I think just to get me to move as fast. She claims everyone complained about me. There's only one old guy in the. There was one guy who had his iPhone on all night, and I asked him to cover the screen, and then I got upset at 2 o'clock in the morning when he was still flashing. You know, the iPhone light was just. It's so bright and just flashing on and off, you know, all night, and it's impossible to sleep, even if you cover your eyes. And I've talked to other people about that, and they agree. And yeah, so yeah, and then some old guy who's even told the new young guy in the room to fuck off, fuck you, and he said in Russian, shit in your pants or something when I was talking to him. And I said to him, I said, you know, I did warn you and your friend that if you complained again. The third time he's complained about nothing. He complains about me putting stuff on the heater, and then I come in and find his dirty underwear on the heater. So, you know, he's just full of shit. And when this other guy asked him, why? What's your problem with Marcus? He said nothing really. And then he smiled. And when I told him, I said, you know that I'm going to be homeless because of you. And he just gave me this really evil grin. He's like a 70-year-old man who wants sympathy for his aching back and his headache or whatever. You know, he thinks he's a victim of life or something, I don't know. But he's a total cunt, you know. So, and the owner apparently wanted to get rid of me for some reason. And so she says, everyone's complaining about me, blah, blah, blah. You know, if they lie, they will all gang up on me. I mean, the Ukrainian girl administrator who was on duty was really, really glad to give me the phone, you know, late at night with the owner telling me I have to move out. Everyone's complaining about me and she needs the money and blah, blah, blah. You know, and the bed will be empty because it has, like I said, that room, the skylight's leaking and it's raining. So, you know, and I showed you the room. They shouldn't even be using that room. It's not really habitable. But anyway, this is where they put me. So, you know, if they had locked the front door, locked the door of the whole bathroom thing, I would have been quite happy with staying here. But now I've got people coming in all hours. Like, they're all going to look over the door and see what's going on. When I was showering here before, I sort of locked this door. And people just spent like 5 minutes getting in. They just wouldn't give up on getting in. And they finally managed to get through the lock I set up on the door and came in. And I thought, what the fuck would someone do that? You know? So anyway, so there's no security here. I've got all my stuff here. I'm going to have to give it all away to... It'll take me several trips to the convent. And I'll give all this stuff away. This is all just stuff that I collected from garbage. People throw away perfectly good everything you can imagine. And this is just from a few blocks of Talang, really. There's a couple, maybe, well, it takes me like maybe an hour or two to walk the circuit, but, you know, from just a few dumpsters from a few houses, this is just part of the stuff that I've gathered. I've given away more than I'm showing you right now, but anyway, so I'm going to upload this. Remember, it's Viva Nord Hostel in Ristiku Poik, Talang. So if you want to contact them and ask them why they're treating your fellow National Socialist so badly, what has he done to deserve this? Is this how they treat what European males and at the disadvantage them at the expense of Ukrainians and Azerbaijanis and Russians? You know, this is a Estonian woman treating a white European man like shit. While treating anyone who gives her $1 or $2 profit as a king. So this is what I was saying about white elites, white European elites being the problem. They've sold out. She's selling me out just for €1 or €2. And I've worked my ass off for them. I've done so much work for them. I wish I had recorded how much work I've done for them. And they've absolutely got no reason to complain. But for some reason, like, she wanted me out and she used the excuse of this old man complaining, I guess, because he wasn't going anywhere. It's the cheapest room in Tallinn, you know. It's disgusting. I showed you in the video. Anyway, I'll upload this now. So if you can contact, if anyone out there can get the number and email of, it's Viva Nord, Viva, V-I-V-A, Nord, N-O-R-D, Hostel in Ristiku, R-I-S-T-I-K-U, Poik, P-O-I-K, Tallinn. She's a real estate company. She's got lots of slum properties like this. She keeps making more slum properties like this because the Estonian government is paying them lots of money to keep Ukrainian refugees, etc. And the people who are coming here don't look Ukrainian at all. And I really doubt their heritage. But anyway, this is the problem. I said the white European elites have totally sold out the average white European male, for especially. And she's a woman. She's got 8 kids. Good luck to her in the future. That she's encouraging after all the work they don't realize I've done, tried to do for them, to treat me like shit, you know. So anyway, so I'm going to start going through all this stuff and finding out and start taking it to the convent. And remember, the convent wouldn't let me stay there. They said that they needed the beds for a winter hostel for homeless men, but never saw any homeless men in the whole place. So they just want the convent to themselves, nice and quiet and clean. And they don't want any non-Catholic men around, so, you know. And actually, they're from India. Go guess it, yeah? Somehow, Estonians donated a house and everything and money, and they're paying for Indian nuns from India, literally, to run, have a convent And it's supposed to be a homeless shelter too, but there's no homeless people there because, you know, that's inconvenient to them. And I work my ass off there too. I was doing construction work and everything, you know. And because I'm not Catholic, they don't want me there too. So, you know, you'd have to ask this woman why she really wants to get rid of me, what I've done, you know. So anyway, it's exasperating. Okay, ciao for now.